Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. He knows where the camera is for those celebrations, doesn't he? He just sneakily knows when to turn around at the right time. He knows when the camera is. So, yeah, good on him. He adds a whole lot of value to the sport. It's very entertaining following his journey.
That's it. Now, the TJ, it's going to be decided today. The barrier draws question without notice. I know Derby Doncaster. Will we get a TJ barrier draw today? I think we did last year.
I think we do for the four group ones, don't we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I could be proven wrong on that, but I cannot wait to see this field drawn. And just looking at the market at the moment, Jared, it's going to be a fantastic race. And Bjorn alluded to that just a few minutes ago. It's going to be a deep, deep race. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 from the Everest last year with Giga Kick, Private Eye, Marzu and Nature Strip. I think the barrier is going to be quite crucial. We're just trying to look at the weather and see what conditions we're sort of going to get later in the week. We've got a couple of warm days in store, so hopefully this track will dry up a little bit with a bit of rain around. But looking at that sort of forecast for later in the week, it's going to be a bit of rain around on Saturday, in particular Saturday afternoon. So we want that to try and steer clear of Randwick, try and get a fine afternoon out there. But it looks like that Thursday and Friday are probably the two drying days. So hopefully that track will sort of be pushed back towards closer to the good range by the time we have jump time on Saturday. And a lot of these sprinters handle all conditions, don't they? We know that Nature Strip's very adept. He can handle wet or dry going. Giga Kick, we've shown in the past, probably he's got that electric turn of foot if he wants it a little bit further dry. In Secret, having to come back up to Sydney after a super win down there in Melbourne is going to be fascinating to watch. So this is going to be a top race. Cannot wait for it on the weekend, boys.
Joe Moreira, is he riding in Sydney tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow
he
on Saturday.
You're going to give him a lift to Warwick Farm?
Not too far from my place, Jared, so I could. He's going to need directions, I reckon, to get to Warwick Farm, won't he, Jared? I never would have thought in a million years that Joe Moreira would be riding at Warwick Farm on a Wednesday, but here we are. It's his farewell tour of sorts to racing around the world. He's been riding a lot in his native Brazil of late, obviously had a hit-and-run mission in Hong Kong and planning to ride in Sydney for the next 4 or 5 weeks. So Chris Waller's booked him for 4 rides at Warwick Farm there tomorrow. Obviously be ready for Doncaster and Derby Day at Randwick on the opening day of the championships, and he's certainly going to add some star power to that program. So just want to keen to see how Joe's, I suppose, mental state is and his health, because we know he's been struggling with that hip for such a long period of time. He's virtually described as a degenerative hip problem, so he's been battling with pain. So let's hope he's going to be okay to get through the next 4 or 5 weeks, and he'll be keen to ride a few wins. Because if there's one place around the world where he hasn't quite conquered, it would have to be Australia, I'd have to say. He's come down here and ridden winners and ridden Group 1 winners, but not consistently had the success he's had in other parts of the world. And the one thing I always go back to, Jared, is he's the last bloke to get beat on Winx.
Yep.
Not something you really want on the resume, but anyway, that's part of it, part and parcel of it. So, yep, can't wait to see him at Warwick Farm there tomorrow, boys.
Adam, Coolangatta, contemplating going to Royal Ascot, mate?
Yeah, she's going, Grubby. Kieran Maher confirmed that late last night, saying the trip's on. She's going to be running the Kingstown Stakes down the straight there at Royal Ascot. So Kieran's desperately excited to take her over there. I think he even released a bit of a new logo I saw on social media last night with his famous hair in a top hat. So he's got the branding team ready to go for her to head over to Royal Ascot. And we've seen our sprinters. They're so successful on the world stage. And I can't see any reason why she can't be super competitive down the straight there over 1,000 metres. So it'll be good to have some Australian representation over there again with Coolangatta and Artorias, and we'll see if one or two others come out of the woodwork and want to head over to the Northern Hemisphere for a European campaign.
Now, I saw there was a further positive update on Jamie Carr yesterday, and as far as the fall in the Australian Guineas is concerned, Mark Zara's copped a hell of a suspension.
Yeah, it's a big one, Jared. He's copped 36 meetings for his part in causing that fall that caused some really severe injuries to Ethan Brown. He had some internal injuries with kidney problems and liver. So the stewards finally reconvened that inquiry yesterday down there in Melbourne. Obviously, Ethan Brown hadn't been able to give evidence for a couple of weeks. He was able to give evidence there yesterday. And Mark Zara, the Melbourne Cup winning rider, as well as the bloke who rode prowess to victory in the Binary Stud Stakes, is going to be spending 36 meetings on the sideline. Now, he will get to ride on the opening day of the championships. His ban will start after that. I think Blake Shin copped a small suspension for his part in that fall as well, or causing some interference in that race too. So, yeah, the stewards have got through that inquiry. I dare say they've got to get through those other inquiries as well involving the falls with Jamie Carr and Teo Nugent as well. But you're right, Jared, some positive news on the Jamie Carr front. She is showing some signs of progress. I think her partner, Ben Mellum, admitted that yesterday. So that's some really good news.
Mate, you have a great day.
See you, boys. Chat tomorrow.